Proclamation number 5447 of 24th of July, 1952. What is the creation? What is the creation? Ideas and thoughts emerged from me. They took on form, and my will of love solidified these forms. As previously still purely a spiritual substance, they became condensed into something visible. Into matter, which is therefore spiritual power solidified in itself, whose point of origin is I myself. My ideas and thoughts, however, did not flow into infinity purposelessly but were founded in my love and wisdom. They were the means recognized by me, as it were, to change a wrong state of the spiritual, once created by me but who had fallen away from me in free will. No cause remains without effect. My created visible and invisible worlds were the effect arising from the cause. The apostasy of the spiritual from me. The effect that came forth. In my wisdom I recognized a path upon which the fallen away could again return to me. This path rose before my spiritual eyes, thoughts and ideas, and through my will of love I turned them into reality, for my love is power, and what I wanted at will came to pass. I now saw the ideas before me in reality, they had taken on shape and I animated these forms with the spiritual, thus I shaped the spiritual itself into the creations, so to speak, which now became a visible reality as solidified substance. Hence the material creation is the spiritual power condensed into a form which solidified because it had turned into a certain inactivity, due to its refusal to accept the supply of power from me which would have enabled it to be active, which was its purpose before the spiritual substance's apostasy. The spiritual substance resisted me deliberately. It was at the belief that it could exist without my supply of power and thus became incapable of any activity, which therefore resulted in the solidification of the spiritual substance. Or also, my will bound or solidified the spiritual substance and, as it were, let it take the path which intended a change of will. The course of upward development and creation began with the aim of the return of the fallen spiritual to me. Everything that arose through my will and my power of love, be it the spiritual or the material creation, first emerged as a thought but was an immediate reality already because no time was needed once wisdom and love moved such thoughts within themselves which corresponded to my perfection and therefore were no longer capable of any improvement. The condensed or bound state of spiritual power needed only be a temporary one because it meant a decline for the free created spiritual, so to speak, which, however, could restore the former freedom to the spiritual, having given itself into weakness voluntarily and has to attain the original state again in order to be blissfully happy. Moreover, my ever-outflowing power from me is also ever-acting, which means that it can only have positive success because it is always constructive but never destructive. It just must not find any resistance which then also excludes a negative effect but which, according to the law of eternity, cancels out the effect, as this resistance. Rejection of my power of love exists. Just as long will the spiritual substance also remain in its solidification. For it is my power of love alone that redeems the solidified spiritual substance, my power of love alone returns the life which was once within it and leads it back to the purpose it was able to fulfill in the beginning. My power of love dissolves hard matter and spirit allies it again. And the thoughts and ideas set apart from me have proved to be successful and achieved that which is the meaning and purpose of every creation work. They have returned the spiritual to me again, which once voluntarily distanced itself from me but could never separate itself from me because it cannot exist without me. Amen.